So hi, welcome to Grown Ups Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
And we're here with...
And I'm Matt from Post Profit.
I have some questions to say about the new EP, Self-Defeater. So congrats on that, by the way. How do you feel about the response to it so far?
The response has been really great, honestly. Like, it's been way better than what we got for our album. And I'm very excited about it. We played some of the songs on the last tour we did, and the reactions have been fantastic. So it's been great.
Hell yeah. The EP fucking rocks.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Of course. So good.
So is there any meaning behind the EP title or cover art?
Yeah, the title Self-Defeater pretty much came whenever we wrote that track, and we kind of was playing around with a few other names for the EP, and Self-Defeater just seemed to stick out. And the whole idea of self-sabotaging in some way just kind of fit with the whole vibe for the album. It's a really pissed off record, but it's also kind of reflecting as well. So yeah, that name pretty much just stuck.
Makes sense. And any meaning behind the cover art?
The cover art, actually, it's kind of open for interpretation, really, honestly. When we got it done, we just were like, we sent him the whole EP and was like, whatever you feel as far as the cover art to go with it. And I personally think it looks perfect. And it's one of my favorite cover arts I think we've had. So,
oh yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about your writing process for the album or EP?
So we started writing for the EP right after we finished the last song for the record. It was before we even had the record like mastered and done and finalized. And we were already kind of writing stuff for that. And we had the idea of just kind of doing something more straightforward and to the point, in your face, and just doing an EP, all singles. And, you know, I really think they came out like we wanted to. We took about a year, a little bit less than a year, as far as getting all the songs finalized and then going to machine to record. And it really just turned out way better than I expected. We're always writing, so it's churning pretty much all the time.
All right. So when did it kind of start? Because you said it started basically when you guys finished recording the last song on the last album.
We were already kind of like talking about what we wanted to do and just ideas from what we've done from the last record till now. So it really was just one of those things where we just started churning out stuff. Any idea we had that we didn't know exactly what we were going to do with it, we just put it out there and ended up making it on the record. And Kamikaze is probably a good example for that. That one started off as like just a little keyboard synth, and we didn't know exactly what we were going to do with that. And we just kept going and riding with it and trucking through. So I felt like we came up with some of our best material to date with that, and just kind of letting things flow as far as, you know, not trying to stifle ourselves into a box or trying to just pigeonhole ourselves into one thing. You know, we have a vast variety of bands that we listen to and bands that we're influenced by. And so yeah, I feel like you can hear a lot of those come out whenever you hear the record, as far as like influences pretty much all across the board.
Gotcha.
Oh yeah. So what song off this EP took the longest to write, and which one is your personal favorite?
Let's see. Longest to write, I'd probably say Too Toxic, just because there's a lot of components in there and we wanted to be able to depict what we wanted everybody to feel through the song in that song. So we really took a while on that one. But as far as like songs on the EP, a lot of them came up a lot quicker than the ones that were written for the album. Some of the songs on the album took like 2 years to like finalize and get down, just because of ideas we've had and kind of figuring out where to go from there. But this one pretty much came together like while we were writing it. It was really cool how that happened as far as just having it flow. But I'd probably say it's really hard for me to pick a favorite just because I have too many. It's been a revolving door the last few months. So, I mean, favorite, I'll give two, and one will be the one and the other one will be honorable mention.
Okay. All right.
But I'll say, I'd probably say Too Toxic is my favorite. And honorable mention, I would say it's probably a tie between Drug Emporium and Self-Defeater.
Mm. All right.
Sounds as far good. As on the record. Now, live, Kamikaze all day.
Okay.
Like, that's been the one, that one's been the one, and Cancer Culture have been like the two songs that have gotten like the biggest reactions.
Yeah.
As far as like compared to playing our older stuff and then playing our newer stuff, like there's a definite shift, a change in the vibe as far as, you know, the songs and the energy, and everybody's responding to it very well. So I feel like, I'd probably say Too Toxic would probably be my favorite. And it didn't start off as my favorite. I love the song, like, but it didn't start off as my favorite. Like, the first one that started off being like, okay, this is our best song was Self-Defeater, and then Drug Emporium was written, and then
it's just you kept writing them and you're like, wait, this is the best one, wait, this exactly is the best one.
It's so hard to pick, man. It's really hard to pick, like, yeah. Even when we were trying to pick out singles for the record, it really was, we really didn't know, as far as like between us three, we really just didn't know, like, because we're so married to the project that it was like, okay, well, we might think this one's good, but we really needed to have some outside ears as far as like which one would be the best to go with. So
absolutely,
I'm pretty happy with the singles that we dropped. I think it's a very good combination.
I agree. So for this question, I want you to pick your favorite lyric off the EP and tell us the meaning behind it.
I'd probably say from a Self-Defeater, it's all been planned, but don't call me cynical. I feel like that just has some like sleaziness to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it, and like in the way it comes in the song, like it just kind of rolls off with the rest of the music. Like it goes with the vibe. So I don't know. We're very big on wordplay and like metaphors and stuff like that, and so like I felt like that line really, like, I remember when me and Nick were writing that line, and once we put it down, we were immediately like, yep, that's the one. So I'd probably say that line.
That's solid.
For me personally, that's my personal favorite.
Yeah hell yeah.
So would you be able to tell us where your headspace is at while you're creating this EP?
It was pretty, we were pretty focused. Honestly, I think we were excited about the fact, because When You Think It's Right took about 3 years to record, write, mix, and master. And so we were just ready to hone in and kind of like up the timetable a little bit and really push ourselves to just hone in and get the sound that we wanted to. And I felt like we did a great job of that and really just speeding up the timetable as far as like our writing and writing style and what we want to do and trying new things at the same time, but figuring out what works. So yeah, I think very much like we were very focused. I feel like you can hear that on the record too, because way more in your face and pissed off, and you know, it's pretty much a segue of what to go in, what we're going into next.
Gotcha. And why, like, because you mentioned that this...
I lost your audio.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, there we go.
There we go. All right. We're back.
There we go. Now we're back.
All right. You mentioned that, you know, the EP was written right off the back of the LP. Why did you guys pick the EP to kind of experiment with the sound, to kind of use that as a segue and not do that on the LP?
I think a lot of it was because once we started playing the songs at the shows, because a lot of the songs on the LP we were playing before we even put it out, as far as like the album. Mm-hmm. So we really were just we were wanting to try new things, and we were eager to try new things, and so we really just we wanted to just go at it and see what happens. And going off of live reactions of the things that people did like that were off the album, and just kind of expanding on that more and doing that more. So
that makes sense. All right. So how do you recommend your fans to listen to CP for the first time? Should you in the car with friends and dark with headphones on? Is it workout EP, party EP? What do you personally recommend?
Yes.
All of it. All listen to it.
It's literally one of those things. I mean, we've had friends that listen to it in while they work out. We've had people listen to it while they're driving, while they're gardening, cleaning, and stuff like that, which I think is cool, because it's like, you know, we listen to our stuff so much because we have to listen to it over and over and over again. So to finally have it out for anybody that hasn't heard and getting to hear it for the first time, like, I think a lot of people just kind of relate to it a lot, regardless of what they're doing. So yeah, I personally would say headphones, car speakers. You could listen to it on your phone if you want to, if you got nothing else, as far as like amplification. And yeah, honestly, I think, yeah, all the above for sure. You listed it off like from the get-go, so
everything that wasn't mentioned.
Exactly. Yeah. So this one should be super, super quick. Off the top of your head, I want you to describe this EP for new listeners in 3 words. No more, no less.
Pissed off banger.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And in that same train of thought, is there a certain feeling or emotion you want listeners to have while going through the EP?
It kind of takes you on a roller coaster of emotions. Not so much in depth, like covering all the emotions on like we did on the record, but more driving, more pissed off, more coming to the realization of things. You know, our whole mantra is like question everything. So, but it also doesn't in a way that it like really makes you think about it. You know, I feel like we didn't pull any punches on this record.
Gotcha. And is that like pissed off vibe kind of what's being experimented on with the next album, or is it more of a broad sense of emotion?
There will definitely be more pissed off on the next record. I feel like whatever we feel at the time, whatever we're going through at the time, we pretty much write about. And so like that conveys over into the music. And, you know, a lot of things have happened as far as like just how crazy this year alone has been with us. So really, you know, anything that we've written, it's just been what we feel. And I definitely feel like it's going to be still a pissed off route, but it's going to have a lot of the elements from the EP and the last record, just more. So.
Gotcha. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So are you able to talk about any particularly challenging or standout moments from the creation of this EP, positive or negative?
I would say positive was when we wrote Self-Defeater. Fun fact, Life Isn't Beautiful was the last track that we wrote for the full length. And that one took about 30 minutes to write. That one was probably one of our easiest songs to write.
Damn.
And then Self-Defeater pretty much just came together all at once. Like just very, very pretty much all together. And then once we brought it to Machine, he really brought it to life. Mm-hmm. So I'd probably say that would be one. Another positive one would be when we did Keep Your Excuses. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that one's a little bit personal for all of us for different reasons. Mm-hmm. So the way we were able to depict as far as like what we were feeling through the lyrics and the vocals and the instruments, I really think that came out way better than we expected. It was to the point where it was shocking after we recorded the demo for it and we were singing the chorus like just unwillingly, like just randomly around the house, and I'm like, I think we have ourselves a banger here, like a solidified like idea that, you know, is going to be perfect. So I think so. As far as negative, not really so much negative. I mean, the way we recorded the EP is like we pretty much did all the guitars, vocals, bass, and like our little sprinkle of production. And then we did drums with Machine, and he also did, you know, some pre-production of his own and then mixing and mastering it. And so it was a little bit different because, you know, as far as like, we wanted to record the whole thing down there, and it just wasn't possible for us to do that at the time. So we really just worked with what we got, and I felt like we adapted very well. I felt like Machine adapted very well too. And that ended up to where we were still able to make a positive out of it, even though for a while we didn't know exactly what we were going to do because of, you know, just everything in general. So I'm glad that it all worked out the way it did. It definitely also formed some great relationships with other people in the process.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. So for this question, I want you to picture you're on tour, you're at a gas station for a rest stop. What is your snack of choice?
Snack of choice? Flavored blasted goldfish.
Ooh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, the regular ones are good, but I mean, the flavored blasted, like, you really can't beat it, you know?
Oh, no, you can't.
We did that show at the gas station, the one that the video ended up going viral for, and literally about 15 minutes before we went on, I was down in some goldfish right before we started playing.
That's great.
Yeah,
love it.
And then honestly, probably a Red Bull. Yeah, mm-hmm. as unhealthy as that is, you know, sometimes you just gotta have a Red Bull.
Yeah,
exactly.
Gives you wings or whatever they say.
Whatever the hell it is.
It gives you wings, but it doesn't like make you all geetery. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's my thing. Like I had another energy drink. I had a Bang, and those who those are super brutal. Like we were on the road one time and we drank a Bang, and we were like sitting there just like this for like the next few hours. Okay, yeah. What? What is going on? So, I mean, yeah, Red Bull is like that perfect medium as far as like just vibing it out and still having the energy, but not giving you too much energy to where you're like feeling a little out of there.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
And on the topic of food, if the band was a dish, what dish would the band be and why?
I would say pizza, but I don't eat pizza because acid reflux, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Ooh, there's a lot of food. I'd probably say Mexican dish.
Ooh, okay.
We love tacos. We love, what was it called? Tortas, all of it.
Yeah.
Any place that we go to, if there's a taco stand, we're going. Like, mm-hmm. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah.
As you should.
I'd probably say would be wings.
Oh.
All right. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
And for the last couple of questions, it's going to shift completely away from music and go straight to death row.
Boom.
So if you're on death row, what would your last meal be with a drink?
Last meal with a drink. Let's see. I want wings. I want fried chicken. I want mashed potatoes. Kool-Aid. Like if it's death row and we're going all in on the last meal, I'm going all in. Like I better see all of it on the plate. Like I want to stuff myself in a food coma before it happens. Like
yeah. You know.
And then there's and honestly, another one would be like hibachi food. There's a place that we have in our town called Kobe's. Mm-hmm. And shout out to them because they're actually closing at the end of the year. But that's personally from my hometown, that's some of the best hibachi food I've ever had. Like I've never had a bad experience there. So, and I'm pretty picky when it comes to food. So yeah, probably say that. Yeah. Just give me a hibachi meal. Keep the Kool-Aid though.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah,
absolutely. Got to wash it down with the Kool-Aid.
On the rider, like.
Yeah. And if you could live in one, and if you could live in one fictional world for a week, where would you live?
I don't know. It's really hard because I start thinking about the pros and cons whenever I think about that. I'd probably say like the universe where Spider-Man is in New York. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because we actually went to New York a few weeks ago. And so, you know, the joke was, hey, where's Spider-Man? I came here to see Spider-Man.
There was no Spider-Man. Let's go to Times Square and you got those weird people that are like, picture with me, and then they want $100 from you for it.
Yeah. We literally went to Times Square, and that actually did happen. Like, to we're like, hi, bye.
They start following you and shit.
I'm only here for the size. That's it.
And I've thought of asking the last question. Every single person that we've spoken to have said that it is the most important question. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Specific shade of blue?
I would say royal blue.
Nice. Fuck yeah.
That's solid.
I don't know if this is like royal blue, but I really love this jacket and color so much. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Poet Society. I love you guys.
Oh, yeah. Shout out. Fuck yeah.
I've worn this for like 4 days straight. The last
No, I fucking get that. Yeah.
It's a full on vibe.
Yeah.
Like, it's thick. It's sleek. It's simple to the point. The color, like, I already love blue. So, like, that's my shit.
Match made in heaven. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, as I said, that's all the questions you have today. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
Yes. You can go listen to our EP on all major streaming platforms. Apple Music, Spotify, I believe it's on Bandcamp. You can follow us on Instagram at Post Profit Official for a lot of our updates, pretty much all of our updates. You can follow us on Facebook too at Post Profit. Don't ask me about Twitter because I don't get on Twitter. Screw that shit. and our website, www.postprofitofficial.com, and that'll have any future tour dates. You can join our emailing list. We'll send out email blasts for any big news if you want to be in the loop. And then also you can buy some merch there too. So yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, thank you for stopping. It's been Matt from Post Profit, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.